What the world needs to hear is the story that changes everything. Because the most powerful story that you can tell isn't yours alone. It's His. Hey, take a few minutes, grab your coffee, and join me for Awake My Soul. And let's talk about the greatest story ever told. The most important thing that you have to share? Do you remember when Twitter first came out? Now, this was long before it was X or whatever it is now. Twitter was the next big thing. Facebook had already been around for a while. In fact, it had already transitioned from being just for college students to being open to all ages. And I can remember working as an anchor at a TV station when Twitter first came on the scene, and they wanted us to all create accounts, of course, right? Well, with Facebook, see, you could post pictures, and those would tell a lot of your story. Or you had an unlimited number of words that you could share all of the details. But with Twitter, it was short and to the point. No pictures, just a few characters. And I can remember sitting at my computer with my hands on the keyboard, ready to type my first tweet, but I didn't know what to say. I thought, what on earth could be so important that people would need to know in just a few short words? So here I was, with all of the news of the world at my fingertips, and when it was my turn to share something, I went blank. I even leaned over to the person next to me and said, what would be something good to tweet? You know, sometimes that still happens. When life feels ordinary, when nothing feels spectacular, we wonder, what could I possibly have to say? But whether you're folding the fifth load of laundry today, maybe you're rushing one child to baseball practice and another one to gymnastics, you know, trying not to mix up their bags, of course, or you're sitting at a desk working in an office, we all have a story that's worth sharing. It's the story of Jesus and His grace in our lives. There's a song by Big Daddy Weave called My Story, and you might expect it to dive into past trials and suffering, but that's not really the story that he believed was the most important to share. He says, if I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served and where mercy wins, of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of Him. That song speaks such truth. Our story really isn't just about us. It's about Jesus and what He did on the cross. It's about the new life that He gives us. It's not about anything incredible that we've done, but about the finished work of Christ at Calvary. You know, one of the simplest yet most profound scriptures that tells this story is one that you may have learned as a child. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. When you believe in Him, you're saved, and your life is forever changed. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, we are forgiven, we are made new, and He invites us to be able to share that with others. So when somebody asks you what's on your mind or what's so important enough to share, tell them about Jesus and His love. Share the story of how you met Him and how your life has never been the same. The truth is, we can only share a story like that if we've had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. We can't tell someone else's story and call it our own. So let me ask you, do you know Him? Have you had that moment where you recognized your sins for what they really were and knew that you needed a Savior? Have you asked Jesus to forgive your sins and become the Lord of your life? If not, I invite you to stop everything and to pray to God. Confess what's on your heart. And believe in your heart that Jesus has the power to forgive you of those sins. You know, there's great freedom in surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And if you did that today, hey, share that with somebody. That story That's the one that matters most. Hey, I'd love to share a little more with you. Do you have just maybe 5 or 10 more minutes that you could spare? We can continue sipping our coffee together. We can go a little deeper in God's Word. And I'd love to send you some questions to help you spend just a little more time with the Savior and reflect on what we talked about this morning. You can scan the QR code or you can text the number on your screen to sign up to receive this extra resource. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.